So who knows what I'm talking about tonight? 30 seconds. And what you guys have, you have no idea how I'm going to make this make any sense. I'm not even sure if I know yet how this is going to make sense, but I believe that it will if you listen up, okay? All right. Lord Jesus, bless these young people as they listen to me. Help me to speak clearly and concisely in Jesus' name. And everybody said, what was that last thing? Can everybody say, amen? Amen. Oh, God. Cool. So a second, what is a second? What, we use seconds to measure time. Got a school teacher in the house. We use seconds to measure time, right? And what is time? How would you define time? Time is a funny thing. You know, we can't control it. A lot of times we find ourselves in situations where we're trying to pass the time. Time seems to be going slowly. Maybe right now, maybe not. Sometimes we're early. Sometimes we're late. Sometimes we wish, man, I wish my summer was just a little bit longer. Man, I wish church was a little bit shorter. I know I've thought those things before. Anybody, can I get a witness? Is that bad to think about? No. Time, it's a funny thing. It passes. We can't really control it. Some people even say that time really doesn't exist, that it's just something that we've made up as humans. You can really blow your mind if you go online and start reading about time. And I'm not going to get that philosophical with you tonight. But a lot of times at the end of the day, I'll be like, man, I just wish I had more time. I wish there was more hours in the day. Anybody ever feel like that? I didn't get enough done. But then I remind myself that people like Einstein and Beethoven and the Wright brothers and all these great people in history had just as many hours in the day as I do every day. You ever think about that? All like the greatest people in the world who have done like the greatest things, like, I don't know, Mother Teresa or, you know, George Bush or the Apostle Paul or Billy Graham or Michelangelo, people that created and did all these wonderful things, they have the exact amount of time every day that you and I do. So it's kind of something I remind myself of. So how many seconds are in a minute? 60. How many seconds are in an hour? 38. It's close. Who? 3,600. 3,600 seconds in an hour. How many seconds do you think you have every day? Who? What? You guys got calculators on your cell phones? Every day we have 86,400 seconds. How many seconds do you think you have in a week? Anybody want to take a guess? 604,800. In a month, we have 2,592,000 seconds. In a year, we have 31,536,000 seconds. That's a lot of seconds, you know? That's a lot of time. And what are we doing with our time? Just kind of think about it. What is it that you spend a lot of your time on? All right, put up the next slide. What do you think about when you see this here? What comes to your mind? What image? Dirty? Prayer? Cool, you got it. Prayer. When you think about prayer, just everybody close your eyes. Now as you listen to the sound of my voice. Now, what is it when you think of the word prayer, what mental picture comes to your mind? What's your concept of prayer? We all have a lot of different ideas. I got a bunch of different pictures up here that help show what some of you might have been thinking. I'm not sure. A lot of people have a lot of different views on prayer. So what I did was I went and I looked up the definition of prayer. And the definition of prayer reads like this: a solemn request. Solemn means serious, you mean business, for help or an expression of thanks addressed to God. Now, I kind of just summed all that up as talking to God. Prayer is talking to God. How many of you have prayed today? How many of you have talked to God today? That's cool. Wow, a lot of you. That's awesome. We want to talk to God every day. But Jesus has a passage about prayer in Matthew 21, and it's about five verses. I'm going to read it to you. It says, early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except for leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. Immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? They asked. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. Then this verse right here is really cool. Verse 22, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. If you believe, you will receive. Right? Is that not what Jesus said? Jesus, you guys believe the Bible, right? The words in red, you believe that God really said them? Jesus, his son? Yeah, that's good. So we should, like, when we see these words, we should pay attention because, like, these are really important, you know? Can I get a witness? Yeah. So what is this talking about? When you think of believing, what's like a Christian term we use for believing? Faith. I think a lot of times we don't pray because we don't really believe. And a lot of times our prayers, when we do pray, aren't answered because we don't really believe. Jesus says here, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for. So I'm going to give you a little equation tonight. You guys like math? Any math fans in the house? I wasn't ever really that great in math, so hopefully this equation makes sense. Hopefully it's right. I believe it is. And that is prayer plus faith equals 2x plus y. It's close. What do you guys think? Prayer plus faith equals prayer of faith? Wrong. Good try. Faithful prayer. You take a prayer that you mix it with faith, you're believing like Jesus said, equals, I'm put here, results. Does that make sense to you guys? Jesus said, Matthew 21:22, if you believe, you will receive what you ask for in prayer. How often do you pray? How often do you talk to God? Once a week? Every day? Once a month? How often do you pray? How often do we talk to our friends? How much time do we spend talking to our friends? How much time do you spend talking to your boyfriend or girlfriend? Zero? First Thessalonians 5:17 tells us this. Pray without ceasing. How can you do that? Another way you could say that is pray continually. Everybody go, Pray continually. Pray without ceasing. Everybody know who this guy is right here? Terry Cisneros. Terry is he's a good friend of mine. I kind of took this picture when he didn't know I was going to take it. He was acting like he was going to karate chop me, and then I got him right on camera. Terry is actually, the way our church is structured, we have a group of elders, and he's the elder over student ministries, over CGEN. I don't know if you guys knew that. So me and Terry, we talk a lot. We spend a lot of time together. Well, last Thursday, I was, super busy. Had to run home, run back to the church for another meeting I was having at the 7 o'clock. It was, 6-something. I was going to run home and get something to eat and come back. And I was passing Terry in the halls, and he looked like as busy as I was and as beat down as I was, he looked like 10 times worse. And I was just like, hey, Terry, hey, we'll see you, man. Have a great day or whatever. And he said, hey, I got to ask you a question. He asked me a question about something. Then I asked him a question about something. And then he said, hey, blah, blah, blah. He was telling me about whatever it was. And then he said, hey, just pray for me, that blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, cool, And I was like turning like to walk away. Yeah, man, I'll pray for you. Yeah, sure, And then I was like, no, you should just pray for him right now. And so what I did was what I'm going to introduce to you guys tonight, the 30-second prayer. I just said, Lord Jesus, bless Terry. You know what he's going through. Be with him. Help him. Guide him. In Jesus' name, amen. And immediately, not because it was this amazing, awesome prayer or because I'm some superhuman spiritual freakoid, but just because I was obedient to God and prayed for him on the spot and I believed what I said, I could immediately see his countenance change. The weight kind of just lift off his shoulders. And he went on, blah, blah, blah. Well, yesterday... Yesterday, I was feeling kind of sick, and there's a couch in my office, and so I was just kind of asleep on it, and he walked in and kind of caught me sleeping, which was kind of awkward. He comes in to find me not working, but anyway, I was asleep on the couch, and he goes, hey, are you not feeling good? I'm like, no, I'm not feeling that great. He just reached out and grabbed my hand and did a quick little prayer. It's not anything super long, super drawn out, 6 hours, five steps to a, effectual, fervent prayer. It's just real quick. It's believing and receiving. It's very simple. I don't have it up there anymore. Prayer plus faith equals results. And so we're going to put this into practice tonight. I want everybody to team up with somebody. It can be a guy and girl mixed. It doesn't matter. We're not going to get deep. We're not going to get in depth. But we're going to practice this. So everybody, find a partner and ask them what they need tonight. Are they having a test tomorrow at school? Are they having trouble with their parents? Did they get, banned from MySpace because they were using it too much and now their parents hate their guts? What is it that you can pray with them about? Does everybody know? Everybody find something? We all need something that we need prayer for. Okay, so what's the equation? Prayer plus faith equals results. So as you pray, just believe, and you can begin to pray now. Amen. Okay. So did you guys believe that you're going to see results? That's what Jesus said, right? If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. So I just want to encourage you guys tonight that whenever somebody says something like, I'm having a rough day, could you pray with me about this? Don't put it off. Don't worry that you're going to have to do some long, drawn-out thing. Just open up that communication with God. Ask for blessing. Believe that you'll receive it. And I really believe that if we practice this, if this is something that we kind of take hold of and make it part of like who we are and what we do, that we'll start to see some real results. You guys want to see results? Me too. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would just bless these young people here tonight. God, overwhelm them with your blessings. Lord, whatever it is they're going through, I pray you just be with them, use them. God, use them to touch others. Use them to reach out to others. Lord, help them to share that living water with their friends and family as they go throughout the week. I thank you for each one of them. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget to read your Proverbs.